Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Adore Udoji is away. You know that phrase, a little knowledge is a dangerous thing. Well, in another sign the English language is evolving, you can add a new word to your vocabulary, cyberchondria. It's really all about how a little knowledge about healthcare can be a very dangerous thing. It's a term for what happens when you go Googling your health symptoms and end up coming to the worst conclusions and making yourself, well, a little paranoid. In a new survey by Microsoft, who I'm sure don't like us using the word Googling, which is how you find information online, this is on the rise, Googling your symptoms to find out about what you might have. Joining me now to look at why you're as likely to conclude your headache is from a brain tumor as from caffeine withdrawal is Carrie Cooper, who's a professor of psychology and health at Lancaster University in the UK. Professor, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good morning, John.
Why is it that when I make a good faith effort using this fabulous tool called the internet and go to learn more about what's going on with my body, I am inclined to come to the most negative conclusion, according to this Microsoft study?
Well, I think really, I happen to be an American originally, and now I'm a UK citizen as well. But I think we have a kind of natural tendency in the US to be hypochondriacs anyway. Americans are kind of very, very obsessed with. You remember the good old Dr. Spock books? When you were trying to raise your kid and you were looking for all sorts of symptoms. And I think we're kind of, Americans are particularly symptom driven. And of course, when you go online, you know, you're looking, there's a lot of novel illnesses and unusual illnesses. And people want to, they put two or three symptoms together and they say, oh my goodness, I've got those symptoms. And they think the worst, don't they? They think they've got this disease that is actually going to cause their death within the next 24 hours. And I think partly it is because there's almost too much online. Not all of it's, by the way, very accurate. And so what we have is a lot of misinformation. And you have little bits and bobs of symptoms, and you don't have the full kind of panoply of things you need to make a decision.
Well, I guess, you know, when I first learned what cancer was, I remember spending years thinking that, well, with all the cells that I have, there must be one that's messing up and is, you know, secretly growing inside of me and turning into a tumor.
Yeah.
How can you change the internet or develop technological tools that will address this propensity to go negative?
Well, I think the important thing is to have evidence-based, isn't it? I mean, it's to have accurate information on the web. That's the difficulty, isn't it? Because you're going to have all sorts of bits of information. How do you know which bits are credible and comprehensive? And I guess the only way really to do it is to do it kind of interactively. I mean, I think a lot of medics have been toying with that idea, haven't they?
So where the idea of the internet more as an advisor as opposed to just a giant dump of facts.
Absolutely, where it becomes interactive. So you put in your symptoms and then it comes back to you and it says to you, here's a second iteration of symptoms. Do you have these as well? Go get that checked. And then come back online and tell us what you find with that. And if you did it that way, kind of interactively down the line, you'd probably be far more accurate. But in fact, medicine's going to go that direction anyway.
So rather than just a simple list of potential possibilities, you're actually looking at probabilities arranged hierarchically so that it's more a likelihood that you might have this and an extreme unlikelihood that you would have some other sort of symptom. Carrie Cooper, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Carrie Cooper is professor of psychology and health at Lancaster University. He specializes in stress, and we are talking about cyberchondria, Googling your health symptoms and ruining your day.